was a busy weekend. I had a lot to do. I had we had the ATV giveaway on Saturday at Mount Baker Motorsports. Saturday afternoon, as soon as the remote is done with the ATV, I've got a race down, and I'm performing at Taryn's sister's wedding. She wants me to do a song on the guitar for the wedding, and I agreed, and I said, sure, I'd play that for you. Be happy to. Be honored. And then we had the brain cancer walk on Sunday. So all of this was preceded by a horrifying medical emergency on Saturday morning after breakfast as I'm getting ready to come to Mount Baker Motorsports.
Yeah, I know. When we first talked at Mount Baker Motorsports, you apologized. You said, I'm not right now. I'm not right this morning.
I put something where it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I'm hurting today. I'm not right. I can't focus on people. If people came up and talked to me, I'm sorry if I was short with you or I looked right past you and we talked and I didn't even have the same conversation as you. I wasn't thinking about anybody but myself because I was in pain.
So this happened Saturday morning.
Yeah. After breakfast, I go up to jump in the shower and we're going to get ready to head on up. And I get out of the shower. Taryn's downstairs cleaning up from breakfast and she's yelling up the stairs to me trying to have a conversation, right? So I come out of the bathroom and I'm standing there at the top of the stairs and I'm kind of finishing up my getting out of the shower and getting dressed at the same time. Got to get going. And so I have a Q-tip in my ear. And I go to put on my shirt, and it's a shirt, you know, that button up the front. So you know how you do when you put your arm through one of the sleeves and you kind of bring your, like you're throwing an overhand pitch just to kind of get your arm through the sleeve. You know, you kind of up over your shoulder with it. Well, as I'm talking to her and that Q-tip is in my ear, I go to throw the shirt on, and my shoulder catches that Q-tip and jabs it through my eardrum. At least that's the first thing I hear is, I mean, this crazy static that you've never, like a radio station that is not on frequency. It is the craziest static, and it's very painful.
And this is blowing through your left ear.
Blowing right through ear. Left ear.
What's your left
right ear? Right ear. And giving me one of those deals. And I instantly drop to my knees, and I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of swear words. I'm messed up.
Are you disoriented? Because I would get nauseous like right away and dizzy.
It was scary and painful and disorienting all at the same time. And I dropped to my knees, and it's like my life didn't flash in front of my eyes, but like my career and the things I love, music and playing the guitar and singing and whatever and wearing headphones and all this, I just killed my hearing. And I blew out one of my ears. And so I'm like, oh, my God, something is wrong. And Taryn comes running up the stairs. And she says, well, I've got this thing. She's like, let me see. And so we go out onto the deck and so she can see in the good light. And she says, doesn't look like it's bleeding or anything. And I'm like, yeah, but it hurts. And I can just hear this constant, like there's a hole, like a window in an airplane fuselage is open, you know, and it's blowing. And then she says, well, I got this thing. I used to get my ears plugged and I can put a little warm water in there and flush it out. Maybe you jam some wax down in there. And I said, okay, whatever. Just do it. And so she goes to hit that thing and shoot the little water down in there. And I didn't know that she had put some hydrogen peroxide into the mix because I guess that helps break down ear wax or whatever. The second that hydrogen peroxide hit my ear, it was like a blowtorch. It was, my ear is on fire now. Not only is it in pain, but it's on fire and still doing this deal.
And you're how close to having to be out the door to come to the key party?
5 minutes? She's like, call Scott and tell him you're not coming. You need to go to the emergency room. I'm like, I am not going to call in now. And, you know, no, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to call up and say I'm not coming because I put a Q-tip through my ear.
I know that's the embarrassing.
That's not happening.
Because it goes to kind of an embarrassing thing, you know, had it happened some other way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. But, yeah, you don't want to have to tell everybody the story about the Q-tip, even though you're telling it now. But, you know.
But I'm freaking out.
I know.
And so, and then the other thing is, I've got to, I'm performing at her sister's wedding in a couple hours. And so I'm supposed to be singing and playing. And I know myself. I need to be in the right frame of mind. And I need to be completely focused. And I need to, I can't be sitting there thinking about, why can't I, is my hearing right or whatever? Because it sounds like, now it sounds like I'm in an airplane the whole time. And like my ears are plugged. And then the static kind of wore off. The static kind of wore away. But then I had this pain. And then all day it kind of felt like I was only in half my head. Like it was in mono. Like I was right. only hearing out of one ear kind of thing. And so I'm not going to be able to do this remote. I'm not going to be able to do the wedding. What is going on here? And then through the weekend, I don't know if I got used to it or it got better or what, but I start to kind of, there would be points where I, you know, Taryn would say, how's your ear doing? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about it until you said something. But then I'd hear something like my alarm or something else that I'm used to hearing, and it's not as loud, or it sounds different, or it sounds muffled, you know? And so I do need to go see somebody today, for sure. Because then I took a shower on Sunday morning, and all day long, even to this point, I feel like there's water in my ear.
Yeah.
And like, I can feel it. And so there must be some kind of puncture. She read off like 7 or 8 as I'm driving up to the remote. I'm like, I think my ear's messed up really bad. And she says, well, I got 7 or 8. She starts reading off the symptoms from a ruptured eardrum, a punctured eardrum or whatever. And out of the 8 or 9 symptoms, I probably had 3 or 4 of them. So I'm like, it's not as bad as it could be, but I definitely got some of this. And so now I got to go see somebody today.
So if you had put a hole in that sucker, you probably would still be hearing static, I would think.
Yeah, the static is gone. But it was loud static. Right. And it was like, oh, my Lord. There's a window open in a hurricane. And so, and it hurt. And then throughout the day, it was weird. Like if I burped or like coughed, I could feel it. I could feel pain because it's like ear, nose, and throat must be all connected somehow. And I could feel it in there. And then over the course of the rest of the weekend, it did seem to mellow out a little bit. I can still, it's not right. It's not 100% right. I'm probably 75% maybe.
Well,
it was scary.
Yeah. The first thing the ear doctor is going to tell you, and I was into an ear doctor not too long ago to get a hearing test. Is that, you know, that you what are you doing? Don't put those things.
I've always heard
don't put
that.
Those things in your ear. I do it too. So even after I've been told not to do it, Q-tips, supposedly, I haven't seen it, but supposedly there's a warning on the box that says not to put in your ear.
Yeah.
Right. But people, that's what we do. I mean, that's what we do. And it's just, you're not supposed to jam it in too deep, but you had a reaction to something that had happened, that you were doing something, and it was just kind of a weird thing.
And it's funny because Taryn has made jokes about, like, sometimes when I am digging around in there, I make this face like, ah.
It is the best feeling.
It's the best feeling. I'm like, ah, you're like a puppy dog getting his back scratched or something. And she's like, you should be careful with those. You're not supposed to use those. I'm 50 years old. I know how to use a Q-tip. And then sure enough, I put it through my ear this weekend.
Yeah. No, that feeling is one of the greatest feelings in the world.
But I can't.
And
do
that's
it.
What keeps bringing you back.
Yeah, but I'm ruined
even if
now.
You don't need
it. Spoiled.
I know.
I'm ruined.
You're worried about it. So, dude, let me tell you, they'll probably hook you up with a hearing test. I went in there a couple months ago to do the hearing test, and they told me, oh, just even if you know, they play the tones in your ears. Even if you don't think you hear it, but you're not sure if you hear it, but you think you hear it, click the button. And so then that's what I was doing the whole time. And then I ended up passing the hearing test, and they said, oh, your hearing's, your hearing's an A in one ear, and it's a B in the other ear. It's not that bad. And I had people telling me, no, man, your hearing in that ear is not, you know, they think that because I listened to their advice to just click the button, even if you aren't sure you hear it.
I thought I heard it.
Yeah, I thought I heard it. I heard it gave a false reading and gave me a grade that I really didn't deserve. So I don't know if you should be doing that, regardless of what they tell you.
Yeah.
But that's, you, I, you, I'm sure they make a living. These ear, nose, and throat doctors make a living off people like you and I who put the Q-tips in there. They're in business because of us.
Yeah, he's probably going to say, go home, throw all those out.
Yeah, but you know what?
It feels too good.
It feels too good, yes.